AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis is calling on Cubans to live a revolution of tenderness as he spends a final few hours in Santiago before flying to Washington. The Pope celebrated Mass at Cuba's holiest shrine this morning. Seated among the congregants, Cuban President Raul Castro. Francis arrives in Washington this afternoon. Our Mark Smith is already there.
Thousands of police, Secret Service agents, and other law enforcement and intelligence officials will help protect the pontiff in the Capitol. But then that'll be equally true at stops in New York, where he's got a UN visit and a mass scheduled, and Philadelphia, where he's joining the World Meeting of Families. Yes, polls show Francis is hugely popular, but history shows he's also a target.
Francis arrives in Washington as the Senate takes up the sensitive issue of abortion. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The bill banning abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy needs 60 votes to advance in this morning's procedural vote, and it's not expected to get them. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urged senators to help defend the defenseless and support the measure. Top Democrat Harry Reid says McConnell is pandering to extremists in the GOP by scheduling the vote for today, instead of looking for ways to avoid a government shutdown next week.
Volkswagen is admitting now that 11 million of its diesel vehicles worldwide have software that's intended to defeat U.S. smog tests. VW says it's making billions available to fix this, and it's trying to win back the trust of its customers. Chancellor Angela Merkel is demanding full transparency from the German company. More than 2 million Muslims have started the first rites of the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. It draws people from around the world to the holy city of Mecca to perform a series of rituals and prayers. This is AP Radio News. Wildfires have destroyed so many homes in California that Governor Jerry Brown is asking the president to issue a disaster declaration. Jesse Brasisco lost his house to the Valley Fire in Lake County, north of San Francisco. And even though he's seen photos of his ruined home, he wants to go back and find, well, anything.
What am I looking for? Hope. Hope that there's something salvageable. Hope that there's some sort of remembrance. And then reflect and move on.
He talked to KNBC-TV. More than 1,000 homes have been destroyed, many others damaged or without power. A Pennsylvania man who claimed his evil twin robbed 10 gas stations and beer and convenience stores is going to prison for at least 60 years, sent there by a judge who said she was offended by his arrogance. He's 34 years old. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.